Build muscles fast, oh bodybuilders are liars. Muscle roast. In order to build muscle fast, you have to take steroids. There is absolutely no way around it. Some people can build muscle faster because of their genetics, but building muscles fast is impossible. Why do you think steroids are so popular? There are tips that I will share with you in order to maximize your muscle growth, but it will not be a fast process. Tips to build muscle faster. The first thing you have to understand, that bodybuilding is nothing but professional eating. These guys eat 24 hours a day with within 2 to 3 hour windows around the clock. When you work out and lift weights, your muscle microfibers tear. Once that happens, they look for nutrients, especially protein, to rebuild those fibers and grow your muscles. So how do I build muscles faster? First, you have to increase your frequency of working each muscle group and decrease the volume. You can read more about that in our workout frequency article. If all you care about is size, then definitely take some creatine. You will retain water and look bigger because of it. It's also a good supplement for strength and muscle growth. It is not a steroid. And finally, you have to eat clean. High protein and high carb diet are mandatory. You will gain muscle, but also some fat because of the calorie surplus, so be expecting that. How much muscle can a beginner gain in a month? This all depends on your genetics. You will read a ton of stuff out there that says 1 to 2 pounds per month, but that is simply not true. If this was true, a beginner should be able to gain 24 pounds of muscle the first year, and then another 24 pounds the next year, right? That adds up to 48 pounds of muscle in 2 years. The truth is, you will just have to wait and see. Your body can start off fast, and then slow down. A lot of people say they don't want to get too big because they work out once, and then see their muscles swell up. Sorry to break the news, but this is basically just a bruise. When someone punches you in the eye, it swells up, right? You muscles work the same way. You did not get big in one day. Can anyone build muscle? The answer is yes. No matter how skinny you are and what genetics you have, you can build muscle. All you have to do is give your body no choice. Your body is designed to adapt to your daily activities. Why do you think marathon runners are so skinny? It's because their body has adapted to running 20 miles a day. The same thing goes with weight training. Your body will need to adapt to the stress you put on the muscles every day, and it will grow. How much it will grow depends on your genetics and how long you work out. Nothing happens overnight. That is exactly why so many people use steroids to build muscle fast. Can you gain 20 pounds of muscle in a year? Yes, of course you can. What will that take? It will take you working out 6 days a week, but not overtraining. That is the key factor. You have to allow your body to rest. It's not about how long you work out, it's how smart do you work out. Doing 5 to 7 sets each day, or 5 days a week for each muscle group, will get you far better results than killing your chest with 20 sets each day. That is a proven fact, and why people struggle to gain muscle. Workout advice from bodybuilders is garbage. Reading online and watching YouTube videos of bodybuilders giving advice can be okay, but pretty worthless. If you are wondering why I am saying that, it's because they are all on steroids. When you are on steroids, you can go to the gym and pretty much do anything and it will all work. That is why steroids are so popular, they work. If you are looking to get some real good advice, listen to natural bodybuilders and fitness people. They don't have to have 25-inch biceps in order to know what they are talking about. How to build muscle fast at home? Building muscle fast at home is the same thing as in the gym. Don't expect to build it fast, but I will give you great pointers. Buy some dumbbells, and use them for shoulder and tricep exercises. You can find many online. Be very consistent in doing push-ups, curls, lunges, and every exercise each day. There is no magic pill here. You have to be consistent if you are at home or in the gym when it comes to building muscle fast. Building muscles fast does not exist and does not happen overnight. How was the Chinese wall built? It was built brick by brick, stone by stone, day after day. Wouldn't everyone look amazing if it only took 3 to 6 months to build muscle and look like a pro bodybuilder or fitness model? Of course everyone would look amazing. Why do most people not look amazing? It's because it takes work and time, and a ton of consistency. It's easy to work out for a week, or for 2 weeks. It's easy to diet for a week or two. But can you do it year after year consistently? The answer is that 99% of people cannot, or simply do not want to. That is what makes all the difference in the world when it comes to building muscle fast, or anything else in life for that matter. What are the best tips to grow muscle fast? In order to get bigger, doing basic exercises and eating basic foods will do the job just fine. But, you must train hard and you need to eat. And both of these need to be done properly, especially those just starting out in the muscle building journey. The question is, what are the basics? Unless you can hire a very good coach, you will be clueless. The internet can be your best friend, but also your worst enemy. There is a lot of information about this subject. Actually, there is too much of it. Too many people are giving advice, and they all want to earn money from it in one way or another. In order to get views, you can't give simple and boring advice. You have to come up with something new and different, and everybody has their own philosophy. Who can you trust? Just because a video has millions of views on it, doesn't mean that the information it provides is accurate and valid. You need to work hard to build muscle. Unless you see very good results in the beginning, you are going to search for a better answer. You are going to try many different things, eventually, you will find the answer for you. For most people and most successful bodybuilders, the answer is going back to basics. A lot of trial and error is very common when it comes to succeeding in anything. This can also make you a great coach someday. If you want faster muscle building results, you need to start with the basics from the beginning, and put your trust in it. And it doesn't mean only training harder, it means learning about muscle building as well. Mastering the basics takes a long time. It is one of the hardest things a lifter can do. Okay, to be more specific, it would be the big three exercises. The big three are bench press, squat, and deadlift. By performing these three exercises 3 times a week, you will have maximum results. Now, in order to put a bit bigger emphasis on some other muscles, you should also incorporate other basic exercises such as pull-ups, dips, barbell rows, and shoulder barbell presses. This is it. This is all you need. It is the fastest way. Sooner you get efficient at performing these basics, the sooner you will see big results. No machines. Why would you do them? Did Arnold do them? Do you want to look like Arnold? You probably won't, but if you want to try to get as close to his physique as possible, do what he did. Do what Lee Haney did, Dorian Yates, Ronnie Coleman, and Jay Cutler. All these guys built their physiques through the basics. Have you seen a huge bodybuilder doing cable flies and a pec deck machine for his chest with light weight, and get big from it? No. In order to get big, you need to get strong. The best and the fastest way to do that, is by performing basic exercises heavier and heavier, and with time, unalterably, great results will come. Do I need steroids to get big muscles? Absolutely not. You can grow a lot of muscle naturally. There are a lot of people on steroids who look much worse than other people who are natural. The thing is, you have certain things at your disposal to make your muscle gaining process faster. First thing is training. You won't become muscular if you don't train. The next thing that is equally as important is food. You need to give your body energy to create new muscle, it doesn't grow out of thin air. The third thing is recovery. You must have enough rest during the day and you must have a good night's sleep. Next would be performance-enhancing drugs. Now, depending on how much attention you pay to each of these things, that is how good your results will be. If you do everything right and your progress is slow, steroids will not make much of a change. If your body is already lean and muscular without even trying, you will probably respond like crazy to steroids. The point is, you don't necessarily need them, but if used right, they can be a great tool. Especially if you are a professional athlete. When putting your body through a very high level of stress during your training, steroids will help you recover faster. In this case, they are pretty much needed. Is creatinine a steroid? No, creatine is not a steroid. Creatine is a food supplement. It is an aid in your nutrition and an amino acid. You can find in many natural foods. The biggest concentration of it is in red meat. It helps a lot with the recovery process. The problem is, in order to get a sufficient amount of it through food, you would have to eat enormous amounts of red meat, which is not realistic. It is much easier to have a scoop of creatine powder instead. There are so many misconceptions about this controversial supplement. Creatine is absolutely harmless. It is the most tested supplement of all time, by far. By the opinions of many, it is the best supplement as well. What are the best supplements to take to get big? The number one would be creatine. Compared to its price, it really provides a lot of help in your nutrition. If your food and protein intake are not perfect, whey protein powder would be number two. If for some reason, you cannot eat enough protein through solid food, whey protein is the next best thing. Number three would multivitamin and mineral complex. These will not directly make your muscles grow, but they will put your body and your mind in a very anabolic state. If you are not healthy and if your organs are not functioning at their best, your results will not be maximized. Number four would be omega-3 and 6 oil supplements. Just like amino acids, fatty acids are also essential. Your recovery and muscle building process will not be optimal if you don't have a sufficient amount of these. The fifth place goes to BCAAs and glutamine, which are not that important but will be helpful as well. Coming in last place, we can put weight gainers. There is nothing magical in them. All they are is a tasty and an easy way to put in calories and some protein. Especially if you are very lean naturally and have an extremely fast metabolism. How long does it take to get big muscles? This depends on so many factors. How good is your training, your food and your rest? If all these are optimal, the next question is how genetically blessed are you for growing muscle? Some people will notice huge results in a matter of days. Some will take weeks and some will take months. If you truly stay consistent and keep pushing hard, you will see results eventually. No matter how bad your genetics are, after about 2 months you will see a difference in your physique. It's very important to take before and after photos. You won't see the changes in your mirror unless you are a genetic freak. You should take a photo before you start. Every week you should take a photo under the same light, in the same place and the distance between you and mirror. Check the photos every week and take notes. You should measure the size of your arms, legs, chest, and pretty much every muscle you want to see grow. If you push it hard, you will see progress. The results will happen faster if you maximize all the aspects of building muscle. Put an accent on your training, your food, and last but not least, your recovery. Keep giving all you have, and your body will have no other option but to grow.